All right, Coach. Well, you're 1-0. You got two games this week. You got rained out on Friday, so you have your game on Monday, and then you'll have your game like normal on Friday. So is it Anderson County tonight and then Osawatomie on Friday?
Yes, Matt, it is. We got Anderson County this evening. They had some flooding issues, and they weren't able to reschedule. We kind of hope to play either here on Friday or Saturday and swap home and home with them next year. But they had a lot of rain up there, and they've got a lot of kids that are on rural routes. So we have to play this evening. We'll be in Anderson County tonight at 6 o'clock, and then quick turnaround, be ready on Friday. We'll be playing Osawatomie here in our home opener.
Now, do you think this is a disadvantage for you guys or not really matter, or how do you feel? Because you got to go on the road and play two games in 1 week.
Yeah, just, you know, it all depends on how you look at it. We try to look at these distractions as opportunities to refocus ourselves. We're 100% focused on Anderson County tonight. We're going to go up there and try to go 2-0.
All right, and now you're coming off a win against Iola, a pretty good win, 49-14, played well. Good to get a win in your first game of the season.
Yes, we got off to a great start. I think we kind of perfect stormed them. It was our first game. They really didn't have a chance to prepare for us, and we had a great night. Gage Freese threw the ball really well. He was 9 for 12 for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns, and our defense didn't give up a first down in the first quarter. Really, really played well, and then we had 2 punt returns for touchdown. Derek Williams took one back, and then Daquan Johnson took the next one back. And then to start the third quarter, they had a nice drive to start the second half, and then Daquan Johnson took an interception back 109 yards. So offensively, we didn't get a chance to have the ball much in the second quarter with great punt returns. So it's a blessing to have that kind of speed, but we would like to have a little more offense and try to establish ourselves a little more.
Yeah, it's always good, though, when you can, because, you know, offense scores, but when the other parts of the defense and the special teams score, it's always a nice bonus.
Right. It was a great night for the Vikings.
All right, well, that's good to hear, and, of course, this Friday you have a matchup against Osawatomie. How much do you know about this team?
Very little. We, you know, they played again on Friday night, but we haven't traded film yet because we've only got one game in, so... But really, we're completely focused on Anderson County tonight. It'll be a late night for the coaches. We'll try to get our game script and our practice scripts ready tonight after a game, and hopefully we'll be 2-0 preparing for our home opener.
All right, Coach. Well, what are some players that you're looking for, your highlight, I guess, to step up with this double game this week?
Okay, well, we've got great seniors. Patch Lodeholz was an All-State receiver last year. He caught a touchdown pass last week. Devontae Yates, also a senior, three-sport athlete, took a 70-yard screenplay last week. Two great seniors, worked hard all summer. Patch and Devontae are kind of staples what we deal with. And then Joel Shivey's our running back, linebacker, that's kind of the heart and soul of our team. Luke Wagamont's our starting center. He was a 4A baseball player of the year. He didn't play football last year, and he's back as a senior, and he's been a force on the offensive line. So, those are just a few of the seniors. I'm sure I've left some people out, but as I said, Gage Freese plays quarterback for us, and he's just a great competitor, throws a good ball. And then Daquan Johnson and Derek are both just super athletes. Nolan Prale's a receiver, senior receiver that didn't get in the end zone last week, but is probably going to get some targets this week. Great hands. And then Anthony Posier's a junior that caught a 45-yard touchdown pass last week as well. He had 3 catches for 70 yards, so those are some of our skill players. Rodney Welch plays offensive line for us, big, strong kid. And Ricky Ellis is a sophomore that two-way starter for us on the offensive defensive line that had great nights last week, and hopefully they'll have good ones this week as well.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck this week with your games, and look forward to speaking with you each week as we move through the season.
Matt, I appreciate it. Thanks for covering the Vikings.
All right. Good luck. Go Vikings.
Thank you.